and verse number 14. Tomorrow I want to talk to you very briefly about activities of a Christian life. Activities of a Christian life. And we'll begin in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14. You got the little hand now. Number one, Christians are supposed to shine. That is, let our light shine before men. We are those written epistles, written in the red, written in the heart and read by all men. So look what it says here, Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse number 14. You got it on your sheet there. It says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Now, by the word ye, just write your name there if you got your own Bible. Because it's an individual thing that we're trying to transform. That is our lives, my responsibility to be a light. John, you are your responsibility to be a light. So we are the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill. Neither do men light a candle or put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light. That is, when we are light to the world, what we do? We give light unto all that's in the house. That is, that wherever we go, by the light that we live, we shine as light unto all by the light that we live. And that's what Christian responsibility is. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but we do it 24/7, 365 days a year. And hopefully, that's what we're trying to do through this study together, that is to change lives so that we all can speak the same thing and be of the same mind. And that's the word that I want you to see. Then it says in verse 16, let your light so shine before men, why? That they may see good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Two words that I want you to see, works and glorification. Works and glorification. By our work, by our faith, we glorify by letting our light shine that we may shine unto all men. That's what a Christian is supposed to do. Shine before all men. Look at that second word there. We must keep on fighting that fight to subdue. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to slow it down and so we can see. We might not be able to get through all of them, but number one, we should never quit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6 to 10. And if you're down at Ephesians chapter 6, I'm sorry, I changed that to Ephesians 6. There's already there. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through verse 12. I want you to note 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. I want you to note 1 Timothy 6:12 and Revelation 2:10, that is to be thou faithful unto death in order to receive the crown of life. That is, because we are the light of the world, don't let the devil put your light out. Amen. That we must continue to fight that good fight of faith by being faithful unto death. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, and by the way, brethren, what do we write? 27, am I right? That is the 27 books of the New Testament. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, amen, and in the power of his might. Look at there, it says here. Two words I want you to see. Number one, strength comes from power. Power of what? The word. So if you're looking in your Bible, this is what you should see. Finally, my brethren, that is, you are a Christian, amen. You let your light so shine, amen. You're going to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his word, Romans 1:16. So if you got your Bible, write Romans 1:16, by the word power, because that's where power comes from. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. Where do that power come from? Through the word, amen. Through the word that gives us the power to be strong and off our light to shine, amen. No power, no battery, you ain't going to get no power. When your battery go bad in your car, you don't have no power. Your car's not going to what? Crank, am I right? So what you're seeing here, I'm trying to get you to see it. See, you can't let your light shine. You cannot glorify God by works, brethren, if you're not strong in the Lord through the power of his word. Amen. And that comes about through study. Let's go. Look at what we talked about this morning very briefly. Go and look at James right quick. I want to share what he's saying here. In James chapter 3, we talked about this morning. James chapter 3. When he talked about one who is wise versus one who's been a fool. James chapter 3, verse 13. Because he said, find my brethren, be strong in the Lord through the power of his word. Amen. See, strength comes from the word through knowledge. Amen. See, James 3:13 says, who is wise and endure with knowledge among you. See, you can't be wise if you don't have understanding, if you don't have knowledge through the power of his word. The biggest mistake we made, brethren, when we don't study God's word, when we don't realize where the power come in. You may think power comes by money. Power comes by a good job. Power by come by a good FICO score. No, brethren, power comes from the word, amen, when you have the knowledge in order to be wise. Because, see, you don't know which way to go if you don't know how to go. See, power comes through knowledge, spiritual knowledge. You want to be wise, you got to have knowledge. You got to have the word, amen. See, in order to be what? Wise, amen. I drop her down to verse 15. These three things that rob us from being wise. Look what he says in verse 15. He says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly. And look at the three words he's using. You need to underline these three words, because these words here stop us from being able to fight. Because, see, number one, we don't have the light. We can't shine in relationship to letting our light so shine. He said, earthly, sensual, that caused you to be devilish. And look what he says here. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly. See, sensuality, earthly, and devilishness don't come from Christ. It comes from what? Below. That's the devil, amen? See, it comes because you don't have knowledge. And when you don't have knowledge, you're not wise. And you can't fight the good fight of faith. So he says, fine, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Brother, you're not going to let your light shine, amen. You're not going to be able to fight that good fight of faith, amen, where you don't set your priority, that is, to be able to get the knowledge that you need to be wise. Because if you're not wise, the only conclusion is you are a fool. Amen. If you don't believe that, write Proverbs 18:21. Read Proverbs 15. Read Proverbs 14. See, because you can't be but either wise or be a fool. So he says, find my brother and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So that power comes through knowledge, through the word. That's how we are strong. That's how we fight that good fight of faith in order to let our light shine. And I want to say it again, brother. You got to do it 365 days a year. See, that's the reason why we're trying to enact daily Bible study. Because you may say, well, I want to read the Bible. It's the eighth day. Well, you say, well, I'll do it at lunchtime. The devil's going to come and make you busy where you don't have time at lunchtime. Amen? You know, oh, I'll do it when I get home. Well, something else is going to come up. Amen? Then sooner or later, you woke up the next day, you hadn't done it. Amen? Am I right? Because the devil don't want you to have power. He don't want you to let your light shine. He don't want you to fight the good fight of faith. He don't want you to have knowledge, but he knows once you get knowledge, you're going to be wise. Amen. Because you're going to seek those things which are above, not things on this earth. Amen. But what we're trying to do, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. You need to look at those three words, and you need not to forget them this week. Amen. Understand what James is saying here. Because if you missed the whole chapter, he talks about the tongue. See, you'll never be able to tame it, but you'll be able to control it. See, you'll never be able to tame sin, but you control it. See, if you've been cussing all your life, you're not going to never get those words out of you, but you learn how to control that you cuss no more. But those words will always be there. If you got an anger problem, well, anger gonna always be there, but through the power of the word, follow my brother, to be strong, you wanna let your light shine. You wanna learn that if you got angry three times, you wanna drop it down to 1.5. Then eventually it's gone. But in it, sin that beset us, amen. And we all have sin. And we all have fallen short of the glory of God. You don't let it control you. You control it. But to do it, to let your light shine, to fight that good fight of faith. And what he's saying, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And go back to that last part right there right quick. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to fight the trickery of the devil. Look what he says here. Look what he says. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. And the power was might. Look at verse number 10, 11. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. See, against the trickery, the maneuvering. You there, right? John 8:44. Because he's the father of lies. Amen. Amen. The wiles of the devil. And then it goes on and says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. See, that's the Supreme Court we're fighting up against. Amen. See, that's the president we're fighting up against. Amen. That make laws contrary to God's word. See, that's what he's talking about. Amen. See, when your Supreme Court make laws, when God said, when you read Genesis 1, that he made male and female, and everyone produces after his own kind, and that's what the Bible says? Am I right? So when you go contrary to that, they make laws, principalities, and powers, and you got rulers over you and say, amen, amen, that's right. That's what we fight against. And we got to be able to stand against that. Fight the good fight of faith. Because guess what? God's word is going to be right. But we can't let it affect our life. Because, brother, look what it says here. We got to let our light shine. So if you're down at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 12, I hope you wrote 1 Timothy 6 and 12 and Revelation 2:10. Look at the next thing we got to do. Not only must we fight, but we got to keep on running. See, we can't quit. It's going to be difficult days ahead, amen? It's going to be days when you're going to be discouraged, amen? It's going to be days when you have difficult times with your children. It's going to be days when you're going to have difficult time with that J-O-B. That job stands for just over broke. And what that means, that they're just going to give you just enough just to keep you there. Some of y'all missed that. Amen? That you love so much that you eventually will miss church to go there. And that's going to be difficult days. It's going to be days, sisters and brothers, when our light going to quit shining. It's going to be days where, brother, that we're going to quit fighting. We're not going to put on the whole armor of God. That's the human element, brother. That's the reason why we're trying to grow. That's the reason why we're trying to get about better understanding. That's the reason why we're trying to get knowledge, Quint, so that we can be wise, so that when these days come, we can look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to read to you what God's word say about running. Because sometimes we do get tired. Amen. You might have been tired this week. It may be you were tired this morning. Or whatever it may be. But we got to keep on fighting that good fight of faith. Over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I want you to see what the word of God is saying about verse number 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse number 24. If you're there, I want you to write down Philippians 3:13. Forget those things behind and press on toward the mark. See, you can't go forward. You can't run looking behind. See, you can't take your garbage from the day and transfer it to Monday. So a lot of time we can't go forward till we hold on to more junk. Amen? So you got to let it go. Amen? You got to get rid of it, amen. So a lot of us, we take too much worry. We take things that we just don't have no control over, amen. See, and the devil wants you to do it because the devil don't never want your mind to get whereby you got that peace and understanding of knowledge that give you the strength that if God be for us, who can be against us? So when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 24, and if you're there, write Philippians 3:13. He says, know ye not that it were no. How you going to know if you don't have knowledge there? How you know? Do you know based on above or below? See, a lot of people know, but you know the wrong things. Amen? See, a lot of you saying, wait till I get paid. Am I right? When I get paid, when I get that raise, that's your mindset. 1 John 5:13, these things were written that you may what? Know. That which is above, amen. Am I right? Know ye not that they which run in a race, we run all. Everything. From your head to your toe, to your left to your right. 24/7, 365 days a year, amen. We never quit, we keep on running. But one receives the prize, Revelation 2:10. So run that you may attain. See, See, we run this race not half-heartedly. We run this race not just on Wednesday. We run this race just not now, but we run it 365 days a year. Why? Because for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's the reason why he died. Amen, right? That we may get that prize. Amen. That's eternal life. Then he used that word that we may attain. Now, that word attain may be John 10:10. That I came that you may have life, that you may have it more what? See, that is just living. Christian living. Whatever state you find yourself in, just being content. Peace. Happiness. See, you don't let that job control you. You don't worry about whether they're going to keep you or not, because you got a friend called Jesus. Shake your head, amen? And I believe that, don't you? Because whatever state I find myself in, I'd be what? I'm just satisfied, amen? For God going to make a way, amen? Do you believe that? That's knowledge, amen? Now, he might not give me what I want, but he's going to give me what I need. And that's the difference between want and need. Am I right? See, I needed health this morning, amen? He woke me up this morning, gave me a reasonable portion of my health and my strength, amen? And you can be broke as a scot, but feel good. Am I right about that? Am I right? See, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I couldn't stand oatmeal one time. I couldn't stand wheat bread. Give me real bread. Amen. I'm going to wheat bread. See? I just can't drink coffee without sugar. See, don't never say what you can't do. Amen. Am I right? Now, if you want to attain something, if you set a goal and you want to meet that goal, amen, well, do what you got to do. Amen. But what's our goal is? What does the profit of man to gain the whole world but lose his what? We want to go to heaven. Amen. Everywhere we want to shine. Amen. And we want to fight that good fight of faith. Amen. And we want to run that race. Don't want to run halfway, blunder. We want to run the whole race. We want to get halfway. Oh, I'm quitting. Amen. I'm going to keep on running in good times and bad times. Am I right? See, I'm going to run in spite of what my children do to me. Amen. I'm going to run in spite of what the world do to me. Amen. Come on, run that right. I'm going to run all that right. Why? Because, see, I don't know what death is. But whenever it comes, I want to attain. And you looking at me in your scripture, you need to write that word untamed and circuit, baby. Because what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. Then look what it says in verse 25. It is, and every man that striveth for the mastery is tempering all things. Now, look what he says. Now they do it to obtain corruptible crown. Most people in this world live this life to get what they see. Living for the weekend. Grabbing all the gusto you can. Boy, you sure dress good. Boy, you sure is sharp. You sure do look good. Man, you done made it. In what? When you're on your way straight to hell. Everything that you got is corruptible. We brought nothing in, and we taking nothing out. When you leave here, amen. I saw three funeral sessions. I ain't seen their house hooked up. I ain't seen no cars hooked up. I ain't seen no French provincial fungi hooked up. Nowhere. Because you brought it in and you take nothing out. But I do know one thing. I'm not looking for corruptibility. I'm looking for incorruptibility. And that is those things which are above, not things on this earth. Amen. Because I don't want to run this race halfway. I don't want the whole world race because I want to obtain. Y'all with me? Because see, you ain't going to shine. You ain't going to fight. If you quit running. If you let this world get a hold of you. That's what's wrong with everybody. Everybody all messed up. You don't believe me? Cut the TV on. News never give you good news. Do they? Always bad news. everywhere. And like John said, it ain't getting no better. Amen. But in spite of, look what it says here. We as Christians must run this race. That is through sowing. I ain't going to be able to cover it all, y'all. Y'all know it. But that's all right. We got some. That is Galatians 6, right quick. See, you got to sow right. See, to run right, to fight right, to shine, you got to sow right. You got to understand what sowing is. Luke 8:11, the seed is the word of God. So you've been reading with us, the Bible says in Genesis 1, every seed produced of his own what? See, I read that in the book, amen. Am I right? After God destroyed the world through water, am I right? Clean, unclean, did he say? Power of every kind, am I right? Am I right? Then he said, I did that in order to what? Replenish and multiply. What? After his own what? Then he also said, male and what? He didn't take two male goats. See, if he took two male goats, we wouldn't have no more. We wouldn't. He took two dogs, am I right? Male. Or two female dogs. But Cheryl, you wouldn't have no dogs. Because there wouldn't be no more dogs. Sean be our dog business. Amen. Am I right? That's a sowing principle, am I right? It ain't changed. It ain't going to happen. See, you got to learn how to sow. The seed is the word of God. So when you go to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible says here, verse 7, he said, be not deceived. They were wrong with the world. They're all fools. See? God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. You can sow right, you can sow wrong. Amen? For he that soweth, that's that corruptibility to the flesh. Am I right? Earthly, sensual, devilish. Did we read that in James 3? Am I right? See, he said, but he that soweth to the flesh, and look what he says here. I want you to read that. But he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap what? So anytime we sow, and our sow it don't line up to this book, the end result is corruption, right or wrong. Think about your life. Every wrong thing that you have done, the result is you're going to get wrong back. You can't start out wrong and be right. Amen. Am I right? What did Abimelech say? Let me bring that one more time. What did Abimelech say? Why did you do this to me? Why you lied to me? When you told me Sarah was your sister. He saw it wrong. He said, you brought harm to me. And she not only to me, but everything in my house. And that's what he said. Because God said, you take Sarah, I'm going to kill you. See, we read that last week, didn't we? Didn't we read that last week? And not only I'm going to kill you, but I'm going to kill everything around you. Then what did he do? He also closed up all the wood. Every womb in the house. Everybody. Didn't he do it? See, everybody that was associated because they were so wrong. And that's the biggest mistake a lot of us make, brethren, that we live our lives and we can't shine, we can't fight, we can't run, because we don't understand the principle of sowing. We think we can do anything to anybody and get away with it. God will not be mocked. Be not deceived. What you sow is what you reap. And you're going to do it every time. That's a principle that will never stop working. The world thinks they got control, but God's in control. Amen? The devil thinks he's doing good. But I think the Bible said in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, didn't it? Didn't he say that? God created everything, and everything is his. Amen? Am I right? But let me read it one more time because time is winding down. I want us to see that because when we live our life, when we talk about shining, when we're talking about fighting, when we talk about running. See, you can't do none of that if you don't understand the principle of a sowing. I know your mama don't taught you don't take no mess. How many times you come home crying, mama say, what's wrong with you? Somebody hit me. We go back and hit him. That's wrong, mama. That's sowing wrong, am I right? Am I right? We're trying to be what transformed, amen? Everyone we're reading every day, am I right? Because see, we got to learn the principle how to sow. Quit that tickle you, didn't you, brother? Quit smiling on that. He don't smile too much unless he walking me to death. Then he sitting back smiling. Oh, I got it where I want to get it. I love you, quit. Okay, so it says here, look what it says here. It says, he said, be not seeing God not mine, for whatsoever man sow shall he reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. You underline that. But he that soweth to the Spirit, that's a big S, am I right? That's the 66 books, am I right? See, when you sow it toward the word, James 1:25, we got the perfect law of liberty, am I right? That is, that don't never make a decision if it ain't based about the book. Anytime we go outside this book, you wrong. But you can't do it if you ain't got knowledge, am I right? If you don't study, am I right? Am I right? In order to get wisdom, amen, so you can shine, so you can fight, amen, so you can run, so you can sow. So sowing, Luke 8:11 can come two ways. You sow toward the flesh, corruption, am I right? You sow toward the spirit, you get eternal life, abundant life. You get happiness. You get peace of mind. You rejoice in spite of what other people do, because God's word supersedes everything else. And I believe that, don't you? Give me five, bro. I believe that. And you should believe that. If you say you're a Christian. I see you walking around with your head down. I just don't know what to do. Couldn't you pray for me? Hold your head up. Amen. Yeah, you need to be prayed for that you get some knowledge. That you can come on up. Amen. Because we're going to run this race, and we're going to run all of it, but he ain't going to let you run it by yourself. Amen. But you got to learn that principle of the power to be able to sow. Then the last word, blessed to pray. James 5:16. See, we have the power of prayer. See, prayer ain't no good if you don't shine, if you don't fight, if you don't run, you don't sow. See, if you have corruption in your life, God does not hear a sinner's prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So James 5:16, I don't have time to go there, but then know 1 Timothy 2:1-2. See, we do this to grow. See, to obtain. Am I right? To obtain. That's a bunch of them right there, amen? But I want to go to one of them. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:2. 1 Peter 2. And we're getting ready to wrap it up. I know we got to come back and hurry. But that's all right. We still want to stay in God's word, don't we? 1 Peter 2. Because in 1 Peter 2:2, see, the Bible says here, that's newborn babies. Now, I said that's newborn babies, but that's anybody. Am I right? Yeah, 1 Peter 2:2, you might want to denote those things. 1 Peter 3:18, but it said that newborn babies. Underline that word desire. Because see what I'm talking about, if you don't have no desire, none of this ain't gonna work. Amen. Desire, the sensitive nigga of the word that you may what? Grow thereby. If you got your Bible, underline desire to grow. See, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, he is good. Amen. But you got to have a desire to want to shine. You got a desire to want to do what? Fight. That is to run. That is to be able to sow right, to pray right. See, to be able to. See, that's what you got to do. See, in relationship. See, if you don't have the desire for Wednesday night, you ain't gonna come. If you're under the desire to come to Sunday school, you ain't gonna come. Because all begin in that mindset, amen. See, in relationship, that is you got to grow to attain to be able to work out our benefits. And what the benefits, brother? Abundant life. Living. Peace. Rejoicing. Amen. But you got to have faith. Faith without works is what? It ain't going to work. Am I right? See, And you got to do it every day, brother. You just don't do it on Sunday. You just don't do it on Wednesday. This is something you do every day of your life. This need to be on the refrigerator. This need to be in your Bible to make sure. If I got a checklist, you need to say, am I running? Am I shining? See, am I fighting? Am I praying? See, am I working? These questions you need to ask every day of your life. Am I attaining? Because see, if you don't examine 2 Corinthians 13:5, you're not going to achieve. Amen. Am I right? And this is something you need to do every day. See? And hopefully, that's the reason why when we're studying God's Word, you're doing a little bit. Sooner or later, you're going to get a little bit more. Transformation is going to keep taking place. But brother, I guarantee you, I'm going to reiterate. You come here, I'm going to keep on bringing it up. Amen. And I can tell who have read it. Come on, I brought up Bimbalak. Some of y'all said, who is Bimbalak? Where he live? He's on TV last night. So I can look at people, and some of you just didn't know what I was talking about. What did he do? Who did that to him? Like when me and my wife were reading about Abimelech, my wife looked back at me and she said, that proves one thing, don't you lie to me. Well, what's the only thing that written the fourth time written far away? You got that right. I ain't going to lie to you. God told him I'll kill you. He'll kill you too. Amen. Because that's corruptibility. Am I right? See, that is that I won't be able to shine. Y'all with me? And we hopefully, we're going to keep on over and over again till 52 weeks come by, Brother Hampton. Man, we're going to be like little peacocks. Man, we're going to be shining. Am I right? We're going to be running. We're going to be fighting. We're going to be praying. Am I right? Am I right? Every one of us, amen. The devil, you a liar. You ain't got no hold on Foul Park. And guess what? We ain't going to add to God's word. And we ain't going to take away from God's word. We're just going to do it based on the perfect law of liberty. We're not worried about what they do, but we're worried about what we do. Amen. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. We're not going to embarrass you. That's your choice. But those who want to, amen, we're going to be doing it, amen, because, see, we want to shine, want to fight, want to run, want to sow, want to pray, want to grow, want to work. We want to wash the clean in all that we may attain if we order in all for us to be well-pleasing and acceptable unto the Lord. Amen, brother. Do you want to rejoice? Do you want to rejoice? Do you want to be happy? Are you going to trust that J-O-B? Y'all know when Saturday comes, when you got paid on Friday. Y'all gonna remember I told you that. Write that down. That means just over broke. When Saturday comes, when you be broke again, you know that I gave you the right definition. Am I right? Is that right? Now, that ain't none of the chapters. That's life. But guess what, brother? You stick around here long enough, I'm going to teach you through the word, amen, because a broke Christian ain't going to let his light shine. Y'all don't believe me? Because see, when you broke, the devil going to say, well, you got to go get more. More ain't the answer. Amen. And we'll talk about that later. You be here today, you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you want to become a Christian, you come by hearing the word, Romans 10:17. Do you believe what you hear, Mark 16:16? You must repent, Luke 13:3, and you must be buried with him in the water grave of baptism to arise to walk in newness of life. Acts 2:47 says, praising God, having favor with all the people, the Lord asked to the church daily, such as should be saved. If you're here today, you need to be prayed for. Come right now as we stand and we sing.